Good afternoon at 12 noon. Temperature, Rusty, at 70 degrees right now.
We're expecting more clouds than sun and some scattered showers and thunderstorms to return. A high near 72.
About 100 people showed up at the John Michael Kohler Arts Center last night to share their ideas on improving Sheboygan's downtown. The consultant hired by the city and the Business Improvement District outlined some current trends that are influencing downtown development nationwide. Bradley Siegel explained that the world market has pushed up prices for things like fuel, steel, and concrete, and he said that is making the downtown more desirable.
So the only hope, really, in the near future, we think, is back in our cities and our downtowns. We really think downtowns are where people are going to gravitate, not only because it's a lifestyle choice, but economically, there's going to be an economic advantage to doing so. It's just going to be less costly to redo older buildings, to use existing infrastructure, than to build out with all these increased prices in petroleum and concrete and other products.
Siegel said they will be returning in about a month with a draft plan on how to improve the downtown.
The Sheboygan Falls City Council has rejected a referendum on remodeling the city's municipal building and voted last night to go ahead with funding for the project. The official resolution will be put to a vote next month. The roughly $7 million project would renovate the 56-year-old building to provide more space for police, fire, and city officers.
Sheboygan County supervisors approved bonding for their five-year capital improvement plan during their meeting last night. On Sheboygan's Morning News This Morning, County Administrator Adam Payne said circumstances have forced them to take a step not seen before since 2003.
We had so many projects, and I mean significant projects that were important to the community, that the county board for the first time in a little over a decade decided we're going to exceed our self-imposed limitations.
So instead of bonding up to $4 million next year, the county will bond $14.5 million. County Board Chairman Roger Testrudy said that the biggest cost will be the radio emergency response system.
That's $9.5 million for the backbone of the system and some radios for the county sheriff's department and highway department and upgrades on some of the towers.
Other major projects on the drawing board include combining dispatch centers, remodeling of the law enforcement offices in the Health and Human Services building, and a lab at UW-Sheboygan. Cost on county taxpayers for the additional bonding, $6 on a $150,000 home.
As reported yesterday, all of the public school districts in Sheboygan County have met state performance standards, but the Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah district was one of two exceeding state expectations. District Administrator Ann Beekle Hawk says she's proud of that report card.
We know it's a one snapshot thing, and we're extremely proud, but you can't necessarily use it as the only measurement of a district because our results could fluctuate a lot.
To view a school or district report card, you can go online to reportcards at dpi.wi.gov.
House Speaker John Boehner announcing legislation to keep the government running past the end of the month, but with one big caveat.
This week, the House will pass a CR that locks the sequester savings in and defunds Obamacare.
The Obamacare defunding attempt under fire by Democrats and President Obama. Congressman Joe Crowley asked why the GOP is obsessed with repealing health care reform.
A Sheboygan man serving life in prison for sexual assault under the state's two strikes and you're out law will not be getting a new trial. 37-year-old Rogelio Cortez was sentenced last April. He had been convicted of impregnating his sister when he was a teen, and then last year was convicted of touching a girl while she was in the fifth and sixth grades. Judge Terrence Burke then sentenced him to life in prison. Rogelio had appealed on grounds that Burke erred during his trial by admitting other acts of evidence against him and refusing to allow evidence in his favor in prior allegations. The Second District Court of Appeals today rejected those arguments, upheld Judge Burke, and denied the request for a new trial.
Well, all sides are claiming victory after Dane County Circuit Court Judge Juan Colas issued a new ruling on Wisconsin's Act 10 public union bargaining limits. It compelled the Walker administration to observe Colas' decision from a year ago when he struck down Act 10's provisions in a suit filed by the Madison Teachers Union and Milwaukee City Employee Union. The Colas decision now being reviewed by the state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the Walker administration says they still have the authority to enforce the union law. They cite two federal court rulings from this year which upheld Act 10's provisions in lawsuits from different groups.
A state lawmaker wants to open up extracurricular activities at public schools to all students living in a district. The bill from State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld would require schools to open up sports teams and other activities to any student in their community.
Regardless of whether they attend another school, such as a charter school or a parochial school or a virtual school, or if they're homeschooled.
The Fiesfeld said no child should be denied a chance to participate simply because they made a different choice for their education.
Well, the mother of the gunman who killed a dozen people at Washington, D.C.'s Navy Yard this week, reaching out to the families of the victims in a statement to NBC News. The mother of Aaron Alexis says her own heart is broken over the tragedy. She also says she doesn't understand it. She'll never be able to ask him why. Alexis was working as an employee of a government contractor at the time of the mass shooting. Rusty, that forecast, is the rain over?
Well, the morning rain, yes, but we could see some more. Cloudy skies, a high near 72, and that rainy forecast picking up through the rest of today and tomorrow could be the worst Thursday overnight.
Okay, but by Friday?
Well, maybe a little bit more rain, but hopefully the football should be dry.
All right. Currently 70 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.